Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 233 for Wednesday, January 21st. I'm Taryn Shields. The canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were stronger Wednesday morning, reacting to the sharp drop in the Canadian dollar. The loonie was down more than a penny against the U.S. dollar to trade at 81.4 cents U.S. Wednesday morning. This was in reaction to news that the Bank of Canada unexpectedly cut its key interest rate to 0.75% from its previous 1%. Canola values were anywhere from $2 to $5 higher. March was up $3.40 at $459.10 per ton. Steady commercial demand for Canadian canola supplies and some spillover buying from the gains in Chicago soybean futures were also supportive. Follow-through buying on Tuesday's strong close added to the bullish tone. However, weakness in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil futures limited the upside. Expectations of record-large South American crop production and ideas that canola is overpriced compared to other oil seeds were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oil seeds were trading on both sides of unchanged. Soybean futures were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents higher. March was up 2.5 cents at $9.84.5 per bushel. Signs of improving demand for U.S. beans was bullish. The USDA announced a fresh sale of 176,000 tons to China for delivery in 2014-15. Short covering following recent losses was also supportive. However, expectations of record large production in South America and speculation that China will start canceling more U.S. soybean orders soon limited the gains. Corn futures were down slightly. Values were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents softer, March down 2.5 cents at $3.87.75 a bushel. Profit taking on Tuesday's gains weighed on the market, as did the large global supply situation. However, steady commercial and speculative buying interest tempered the declines. Slow farmer selling in the U.S. was also supportive. Wheat values in Chicago were narrowly mixed. Prices were anywhere from 0.5 cent lower to 1 cent higher. March was up 0.75 cents at $5.37.75 per bushel. Some follow-through buying on Tuesday's strong close and sentiment that the market is oversold was supportive. Concerns about dry weather harming winter wheat crops in the southern U.S. plains was also bullish, as were worries about renewed fighting in Ukraine. On the other side, the strong U.S. dollar index, slow export demand, and the large global supply situation weighed on the market. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Wednesday, January 21st. I'm Taryn Shields.